and welcome to the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast. I'm Andy Hughes. I'm here with Alex Hudson.
This week's show is brought to you by the great taste of Chode Quest, the only cryptocurrency you can drink. Cryptocurrency, more like crypto yummancy, is tasty.
Imagine that was a jingle for something. It's tasty.
It's tasty.
All the kids are there like...
Say, imagine if it was a jingle. The good people at Chode Quest spent thousands on that jingle. So imagine if it was a jingle.
There's thousands of Chode Quest.
The amount I've got Chode coins coming out of my Chode wallet. Chode Quest. It's good and it's nutritious.
It's tasty.
Subject to change, do never invest in cryptocurrency because the markets are changeable and they will pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump. Chode Quest.
Have you spent a lot of your week learning about
Chode Quest, official pump and dumper of the NFL.
Have you spent a lot of your week researching cryptocurrency?
I've done my stuff on Chode Quest.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool. Been on the official Chode Quest
people
website.
People haven't heard the podcast from like 5 weeks ago. Then I have no idea what Chode Quest is.
Then I don't want them as listeners.
Why are you always trying to get rid of listeners?
Chode Quest. Say no to new listeners.
Welcome to our episode of News and Reviews, where we talk news.
And Chode Views. Reviews are now sponsored by Chode Quest as well. The concept of reviewing. Anyway, let's talk about news.
Good to have you here.
Let's talk about news. Let's do it. Will you let me get on with it, mate? I've been trying to just get on with it, and you keep on talking about things.
Okay.
Black Panther! Let's talk about Black Panther.
Okay.
All right, erroneously as being regarded as the first film to be shown in Saudi Arabia in 32 years. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know this isn't true, because I believe we reported on this earlier in the year, when the Emoji Movie became the first film to have screened there. However, the technicality they're pulling that up on, and I think we should find any technicality
isn't really. It's only moved by virtue of having it in its title.
It is technically a moving picture, but to describe it as cinematic is an injustice. No, it's because that was done in a makeshift cinema, whereas this is Black Panther is one of the films opening in this new 600-seater cinema in Riyadh.
So, didn't they only have one cinema?
I believe that is...
The one actual cinema.
Yes, because all cinemas were shut down in the 1980s.
Okay.
And the thing is, you're probably thinking, hey, that doesn't seem right, but it was acceptable in the 80s. It was acceptable at the time. That was Calvin Harris?
Yeah.
Cool.
Great work.
Official DJ of Chode Quest. Fun today. Fun today.
Is.
Fuck you, mate.
So they've got one cinema and Black Panther is being screened there.
Yeah. And it is weirdly a non-segregated cinema in terms of men and women. Okay. So everyone will be able to sit together as part of a new move to modernise the nation. Because Saudi Arabia are currently living in essentially the Middle Ages. And I think...
A whole lot of dysentery.
Mate, I don't want to get sued by Saudi Arabia. Toilets are apparently quite good. No, I've never been there. And I won't be going there because I'm being put on a travel ban by the KSA. Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Okay. Come on, mate. Get your fucking head in the game. So that's good, isn't it? The Black Panther's getting shown there.
Yeah.
Cool. How much more money do you think it'll make? It's now up to 1.3 billion worldwide.
Hasn't it made more than Titanic now?
At the domestic box office, yes. In the US, it has made more than Titanic did in its run there. Of course, that is not adjusting for inflation.
Yeah.
Because in 1998 coins... which are not as good as Chode coins, I'm going to tell you that. 1998 coins are worth more than 2018 coins. You know why? Because the economy's in the toilet.
You're very singy today.
We've spent the day cleaning and it feels good.
My body is 90% dust right now, I'll be honest. Like, I can feel it knowing it's all up inside you.
I know it.
And like, there's, it feels like the top of my nose is full of dust.
Yeah.
But it's like spreading across my face.
The injections have been working.
Like, it feels like I've had a dust Botox.
Yikes.
Everybody's going to go, yikes.
I actually say yummers. Okay, so that's good. To be fair, the Emoji Movie was part of a double bill with Captain Underpants movie, which we didn't see, but was apparently amazing, so we should probably get around to seeing that at some point.
There's a lot of things I need to get around to seeing. Most of them are films from this year.
So do you think, by the way, interestingly, the top five worldwide releases this year, in terms of box office gross, mm-hmm. one of which is bloody Black Panther,
yep.
$1.3 billion.
Bloody Black Panther.
Second place, I believe, is one of those... the old something, it's a sequel, but it's a Chinese film sequel. Okay. Of the top five, three are Chinese films. One is Black Panther, and the other one, I think, is... What's that other big one that came out? Come on, shoes. Pull it out of your ass. Where is it?
Some heavy lifting.
Where is it? Ah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Right, I'm going to say Insidious: The Last Key, but I know that's not right.
Hold on. So when you say one, three are Chinese films, and three. One of it is which? Black Panther.
Yeah, so no. So three are Chinese films. One of them. Top five. Well, number one in the top five by some margin, by a margin of say $800 million is Black Panther, and the other one I'm going to say is Insidious: The Last Key, but I know it's not that. So it's Insidious: The Last Key by virtue of my ignorance and also not wanting to check anything online. Anyway, interestingly, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Would you like to talk about the news that Woody Harrelson is rumoured to play Carnage?
I saw this.
Yes. Now, Carnage is a character who should be played by Domhnall Gleeson, but that's absolutely fine if he's not.
Or Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, but in my film, it was Domhnall Gleeson. Sorry. So, Woody Harrelson has filmed on Venom.
Has he?
Apparently so, but no one's sure of what he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, I can see it working, and I'm interested in this film, and I'm now more interested if he's... Because that was the rumour was that he would be the villain to the anti-hero of Venom.
And if Carnage is in this, I imagine he's only going to be in it briefly.
Right at the end, where the Carnage crawls across his face, and then we go, now we're inside the psyche of him!
But that's what the thing is, I think they won't do him as the main villain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen people talk about...
Who do you think is going to be the main villain?
I don't know. The thing is, I don't really know anything about this
film. Got a guess, but I'm 90% sure it's not going to be true. If it is true, I should probably put a bet on it now.
Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik from Sonic. But I don't think
right. What if Spider-Man is the villain?
That's what I've been saying.
And we see this as a hero story for Venom.
Yes!
Is there like that pesky Spider-Man's here again?
Maybe. We can but hope. Okay, well...
The thing is, I don't know anything about that film, so therefore I don't really know.
That's the best way, though. Never know things about anything, and then everything's a lovely surprise.
You haven't even seen what the Venom costume looks like or anything yet.
True, but you know what else we haven't seen?
What?
Enough of Solo: A Star Wars Story. It's premiering in Cannes. Isn't that weird? Yeah. So, Solo...
It doesn't seem like a Cannes film. It
doesn't have to be, mate. Solo, A Star Wars Story, will reportedly debut at the Cannes Film Festival ahead of its global launch at the end of May. After premiering the middle chapter of their latest Star Wars trilogy in December, Lucasfilm is gearing up for the second of the spin-off films. This will be, hopefully, according to Lucasfilm, be done at the Cannes Film Festival.
Should have been the Cannes Film Festival, am I right?
Oh, that is satire. So, we had the teaser trailer came during the Super Bowl, which is over a month ago now. Everyone has forgotten about this film existing again, and now they're drumming it up again. I just don't see how this film is going to do well.
It could do. It could surprise us. And I suppose the one thing it has going for it is the fact that people aren't interested.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much hype behind this.
The thing is, it's easier for it now to be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Because I am so expecting it to be absolute pony and trap. that I think it would be good if it was pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any faith in it, but then again, maybe that's what they're hoping for.
I know Star Wars fans who aren't, like, who are big Star Wars fans who aren't caring for this film,
mm-hmm.
which says to me that it hasn't really got the attention of anyone, so it could come out of the box and be, you know, Star Wars fans will see it because it has something to do with Star Wars, so it will get a viewing. And if it's good, then it should get good word of mouth, and then potentially could grow into something that actually is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Because if it's bad, then we go, oh yeah, I expected it to be bad. Nothing's really gained at all. But it does still have the opportunity to surprise people and be actually something quite enjoyable.
Hmm. Well, time will tell. The 25th of May is the global launch. The rumoured date is going to be the 15th of May at Cannes. So we'll see.
So hopefully by that point it will be far enough away from Avengers, but it's still quite close to Deadpool 2. Is that right?
Which is not one of their concerns. I think, I don't know, how much of Deadpool's 2 audience will directly eat out of, what's it called, audience? Star Wars audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure there's 100% crossover there. I think there's more likely to be crossover with Avengers and Star Wars than with Deadpool and Star Wars. I just don't know. I think that is enough time between the two. Because that's 2 weeks. It's nearly a month afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Avengers is 26th of April, isn't it? Or 27th mm-hmm. of April. Hmm. Okay, well, I think it will do fine. I'm going to make a prediction now. It will do just good.
I'm going to make a prediction of it's going to be incredible.
Yeah?
Like, going to live.
Critics love it.
I'm going to die.
Audiences?
I'm going to die on this hill. I think critics may be a bit shaky towards it. Audiences would love it.
Okay. I think...
Ask me whether I believe the prediction that was made.
I think critics will pan it and audiences will hate it, but they'll still watch it. You know why? Because they're sheep.
Star Wars.
Because they're sheep. Wake up, sheeple. When are you going to stop going to these goddamn movies? Hey, man.
Maybe everyone should move and then they'll stop watching movies. That's basically where I'm at right now.
Should we talk about release dates some more?
Yeah, let's talk about some release dates.
Hey, you know how New Mutants was one of my most anticipated films of this year and should have already been out?
Yeah,
been delayed again. So we reported on this a couple of months ago. It was delayed to make it more scary a couple of months ago, and they delayed it till February next year, February 2019. However, with as we discussed last week, Dark Phoenix moving to February 2019 instead of November, December time, 2018, it has taken the slot that New Mutants was going to have. New Mutants has now been pushed back to August 2019, a full 18 months after its initial release was supposed to be. Oh my god, just let them make the films! Just, can you release the goddamn thing now?
The thing is, Fox have had a history of meddling with, especially the X-Men properties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been a bit more freedom with, probably, you know, you're talking Deadpool and later on the Wolverine films.
Mm.
Like, the kind of solo ones from the teams. They've kind of had a bit more freedom. But when it comes to core teams and trying to make them as appeasing to everybody, there has been quite a lot of meddling behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And what's happening with New Mutants suggests to me that there's a bit more of that of, because there was a report that is they wanted, after it came out, they wanted it more like It, because It did so well. And they've got the ability to do that with a young cast and potentially scary. They've got a chance to do that. And it almost seems like the studio went, that's where we go then. We go for something a bit more like that. And that's kind of worrying that you go, maybe that's not the director or the writer's original idea.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's worrying. It looked interesting. And I hope we
it get still to does see it. Look interesting. And I think as long as it still comes out, I'm still excited. But I'm sad that
the thing is, I have no interest in the Dark Phoenix.
No.
But
I've got dwindling interest in Deadpool 2 at the moment. Mm. So I don't know. Maybe Fox
have got apparently, they've cut a whole villain out of Deadpool 2.
Which one?
I don't know.
Cool.
But there's apparently the reshoots that happened to get more Domino and Cable in there, they cut a whole villain out there.
Came at the cost of a villain.
But I don't know how you would do that so close to it actually coming out.
don't know how you could push movie, back a movie for 18 madness. Months, but...
Well, Terminator 6 is coming out in November next year now.
When was it supposed to be coming out?
Don't know. Got pushed back, though, I think.
Cool. Are you excited about that one?
Well, it has James Cameron back, doesn't it?
He's producing it, isn't he? Yeah.
I thought he was directing it.
I thought he was just producing it because he's too busy directing Blue People.
But Cameron's got it back, and they're bringing back Sarah Connor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember
the name. Linda Hamilton.
That's the one. And it could be nice to see that, but at the same time, kind of let it die for a bit.
Yeah.
It still seems so close to Genisys.
Yes.
As it was written.
Yes, Genisys.
It's still too close to that for me to go, I've had enough time to get over that.
It's being directed by Deadpool's Tim Miller.
Okay. He's doing a lot lately, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But
James Cameron is producing, yes.
Yeah, but he's basically got creative control of it again. So I don't know, it could work out well, but at the same time, I kind of am done with that franchise.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like Alien.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy if you left both of those franchises alone for, say, 10 years.
I would say for 1,000,000,000 years.
And in 10 years you go, okay, now we're back. Now that we... Enough time to go...
Mm.
To go, we've got something that we are fully committed to, this being the best thing we could put forward with this franchise.
Maybe. Maybe. They'll never do it. Come on. Get your act together, mate. That'll never happen.
Because it makes money still. And that's the problem.
Do you want to talk about problems?
Yeah. Well, my problems.
Yeah.
We ain't got enough bandwidth to be able to do that.
Should I talk about someone else's problems? Yeah. How about Warner Brothers?
Oh, what have we done now?
DCEU News!
Ben Affleck, back in.
Maybe, but we don't know. Basically, it has been over a year since Matt Reeves officially joined the DCEU, or maybe not so EU, maybe just DC, whatever these are. Still no further along than we were a year ago. Mm-hmm. No script.
Mm-hmm.
No stars.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Ben Affleck, but probably not Ben Affleck. But also at the same time, definitely Ben Affleck, but definitely not Ben Affleck. Anyone but Affleck.
Yeah.
Chances are at this point, more chances of Casey Affleck. More chances of Casey Kasem from Beyond the Grave voicing this character. But apparently it's no longer going to be about Jason Todd's death.
Yeah.
Which was the rumour that it was going to be focusing on that. You know what it's going to be about instead?
No one does,
because they haven't bothered writing a script for it yet. What a piece of trash film this is going to be.
Like, it could be good, but...
Keep saying these things, but they keep on proving you wrong every time they announce anything.
If Matt Reeves does what I think he's going to do, which is...
What do you think he's going to do?
Batman movie set outside of that universe as a just solo Batman story.
What if he's not allowed?
If he does that, then it could be something really interesting, because you could do something with a character that isn't, like with a villain that isn't something we've seen before,
mm-hmm.
because there's a whole load of them out there that mm-hmm. you've just not touched on.
You know, Condiment King.
Do Condiment King. You know, don't go back
That'd be a more interesting film than Batman vs. Superman.
Don't go back to the Joker, because, you know, we've had a lot of iterations of that, and there's a lot of Joker films coming out. You know, if we can avoid that, look at some of those other, like, look at someone like Hush,
mm.
or something that could psychologically battle Batman, you know. Let him be a detective. Let him try and find this stuff out. You know, you could do something really interesting, and it could work if it's written well enough and if you allow it to be set separate from that universe.
Question for you, though. All that aside, what do you think will happen with this film?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
What you think you would like to see is a very different case of what you think is definitely going to happen now.
It'll be linked to...
How has it been a year and we're no further along?
It'll be linked to the DCEU.
Do you think?
Yeah, it will be, because they'll want it to...
Or will it depend on how Aquaman does now?
It's not called DCEU, is it? It's called whatever.
Apparently it was never called the DCEU. That's the type of thing.
People gave it, because it's got a...
Yeah.
You
know what I call it? The DCPU. Because it stinks. Is why I call it that, because it stinks.
But I don't know, it's just that whole studio needs to kind of get its act together and decide what it's doing, because there's about five different Joker films on the table at the moment, or films that include the Joker, and really we know nothing about any of them apart from, so the one with Joaquin Phoenix, who may not have him in, is apparently a Dark Knight prequel.
But set in the 1980s.
Yeah, but it's a prequel to Nolan's Dark Knight. So why are you doing that? Like, why are you going back and retroactively slotting stuff into that timeline?
But Joaquin Phoenix doesn't look like Heath Ledger.
Exactly.
And isn't Heath, and is older than Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm. Then this is only a rumor I saw, but you've got that one.
Okay. It's a rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know that for a fact.
But it's not even confirmed, really, that Joaquin Phoenix is even going to be in it.
Well,
so
that seems to be more confirmed that he isn't in it than he is in it, but
so, you know,
all we know is that Todd Phillips is directing it.
There's like 15 different films that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
And the only one we seem to know is in doing anything at the moment is Shazam.
Yeah.
Aquaman we know is basically apparently coming out in November, but we've still seen nothing of it, where James Wan's there going, oh, I've got the trailer, but I don't want to show it to you yet until I know it's ready, which is fine. That's admirable.
Yeah. To go, I think we'll see that this summer. I think we'll see a trailer for it this summer.
But it's admirable to go, I want to show you something when it's ready.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've seen nothing of it. No kind of
artist
rendering of what this needs to be, what they're thinking of, or anything like that. You've got Shazam, which apparently is in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman 2, which is casting.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, there's at least, like I said, 15 films that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
And you go, how are you at that point where you're there going, oh, we're doing this, this, and this, and this? But instead, why don't you focus on actually doing them?
Because that would be too much like common sense.
Like, it really annoys me because that studio should work.
Yeah.
Like, you've got some of the best characters there. You've got some really interesting stuff you could do there. And you're just not.
Yeah.
And you're there throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really annoying.
It's rubbish. It's utter rubbish. Never
it is,
mind.
Because you've got, what, how many films have there been now?
In history of film?
Yeah.
Loads. I'm going to say 362 since films began. There's
I think off the top of my head I can name 25, so I think that must be it.
Okay, name them. No, wait, that's not a good podcast. Stop.
Star Wars 1 to 8.
Okay.
That's 8 done.
That was a bit of a cheeky one, I think.
Rogue One.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, there's 18 Marvel films. Done.
Okay, cool. All right, well.
But you know, I'm not going to go. We've had this conversation before. And
I said I'd stop talking about it, but I think I'll never stop talking about it.
Like, just do something good.
Yep.
Please.
Correct.
Because you can do it.
Yep.
Just get the right people on board. Also, do completely separate... Do completely separate stories. Don't make a universe.
Your songs aren't as good as my songs. I'm going to tell you that now.
Only one company, really, so far has done an effective universe.
Universal Dark Monster Universe!
Well, it's the MCU. The MCU are the only ones who've done that well. And everyone jumped on that bandwagon and go, this is what everybody wants. But actually,
I think you're forgetting about the fact that every film starring DJ Qualls has been related.
What, Road Trip and...
Road Trip?
The Loser?
The New Guy? No,
The New Guy is his, wasn't it?
Other films?
That had Dushku in it.
Of course it had Dushku in it.
Yeah, Dushku's in that one.
And so is Zooey Deschanel.
Really?
Yeah, because... Hey guys, here's a thing. We've only got one review this week, so here's a thing. The New Guy is on English Netflix. Netflix UK, if you will.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is, because I sometimes fall asleep listening to it.
I think I watched it like a couple of years ago.
It doesn't hold up well. No. It's still as bad as it was back then. I refuse to believe that it was ever good. It stars DJ Qualls as a... Like, the thing is, even when he gets his lessons in how to be cool from a convicted criminal, which is terrible, by the way, terrible idea, even when that happens, he's still not cool because, ostensibly, he is still DJ Qualls. You can't get away from that. And the thing is, he plays in, like, a funk band.
Yeah.
I like funk a lot. It's not cool. Not in the early 2000s. So if you have UK Netflix, watch The New Guy.
Which is better, The New Guy or The Loser?
Which one's The Loser?
The one with the main Jason Biggs.
I don't think I've ever seen that film.
And it also has one of the other people from American Pie.
Is it the Fall Out Boy thing? The Fall Out Boy music video.
No, Wheatus did the video. Like the Wheatus video
Teenage Dirtbag. That's that.
That's for The Loser.
Why is Jason Biggs in a music video for Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, for Fall Out Boy, I don't know.
With the horns, the antlers.
No, that's not Jason Biggs.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
No, that's Sugar We're Going Down, though, is the song.
Dance, Dance. No, that's a different... Revolution is my favourite dancing simulator. You didn't let me finish my sentence. Come on, mate, I'm just telling you. Do you remember when it was Dance, Dance, yeah, Mario Revolution? And it was a Mario Dance, Dance Revolution.
When they did a Star Wars
How many
game?
Listeners have we lost, by the way? Like,
so many.
I'm Han Solo. Yeah, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo.
Was that the lowest point in Star Wars history?
No.
Or is it still somewhere between episode 1 and 2?
Or the holiday special.
True.
Or, if I'm to be believed, bloody Force Awakens. Don't like it. Bad film. Trash film.
I liked Force Awakens.
I didn't. No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm
you
like
Last
Jedi.
Jedi. You didn't hate Force Awakens. You just didn't like it.
I have a lot of problems. And also, with the film. Force Awakens.
Yeah. Good humour. Okay, should we do our review for the week?
Do you have no more news? Is that literally all the news?
Let me just grab an old screen grab. Yes, the sad news that Isao Takahata died this week. She's co-founder of Studio Ghibli.
Do you want to actually explain?
I think Studio Ghibli need no introduction. They are one of the sort of greatest animation houses in the world. But sadly, this week, Isao Takahata died at the age of 82. They're responsible for some of the greatest animated films and some of the greatest films of all time in my book. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen any Studio Ghibli films, do yourself a favour and see them. Yeah, I know. I know who I'm talking to. It's to you.
And just me.
My co-host of this informed and educated podcast.
We've been a bit all over the place today, haven't we?
We literally talked about The New Guy today. A film which no one talked about, even on a release. So that is sad news. But if nothing else, it gives you a reason to go back and watch any of the Studio Ghibli films, and preferably all of them.
Maybe I will watch one. Which, if
you what do you start one, with?
Yeah, if you can recommend one to go, this is the one that you should watch. Well, that will get you into.
A lot of people would probably argue that Howl's Moving Castle would be, and was actually quite a lot of people's way into that. Mm-hmm.
Is that one with Christian Bale?
Christian Bale did the voice for the UK dub, yeah. I would argue that things like The Red Turtle are great, because The Red Turtle was completely wordless.
Yeah.
So it's a universal film, essentially. And I would say that if you're looking for something that tells a story without you having to know anything going in, mm-hmm. that's a really good one.
Would you say Red Turtle's quite artistic and therefore could alienate some people? If you wanted one that basically you think pretty much anyone could watch and go...
I think Spirited Away is probably a good one to start with. And certainly that was the first one I'd seen, and then I went back mm-hmm. and watched a few. My Neighbor Totoro's great. Look, I'll be honest.
Definitive answer right now. Which one? Go.
All right, for anyone who hasn't seen anything yet, I would go... start with Spirited Away and then make your way from
subs
there.
Subs or dubs?
What? Oh, subs or dubs. Subs for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go subs all the way. Should we translate that for anyone who...
Subtitles or dubbed version.
Or dub titles. Just Skrillex did the titles for it.
It's something that they say in like gaming community, whether you have subtitles, because obviously a lot of Japanese games, whether you have it subtitled in Japanese voices and it's subs or dubs.
Well, I apologise profusely to all the nerds who listen who know that off the top of their head. You, basically.
I just didn't want people thinking that I'd come up with that, because...
That's pretty good, though. I like it. Okay, well, fine. Never admit to stealing it.
So you'd say subtitles?
Yeah, I personally go for subtitles anyway, but I think the dubs are always pretty good anyway on non-Ghibli films. So, yeah. I would say either or, but my personal preference is get the old subs on.
Okay. So that's
your do a bit of reading with you.
That's your homework for this week, guys.
It's your homework for every week, and if you haven't been doing it, then you failed the class.
I failed a long time ago.
Yeah, I gave up on you. I've flunked you. Do you remember the first time you ever saw someone being flunked in films was in Flubber? Remember? He flunks the kid. I always thought it was a sexual term. Turns out, not. It's just what you get if you get an F or whatever. You fail. Here we are. Hey, man, have you ever had this thing where you've needed a drink, but also you want to deal cryptocurrency? Well, then you need ChodeQuest. Sorry, we have to do an interview. Another advert.
I'm going to use this moment to have an actual drink.
Okay. Oh, is that a refreshing bottle of ChodeQuest? I don't know how you drink cryptocurrency, but they've somehow managed it. But of course, famously, ChodeQuest is the only cryptocurrency that you can both pop in the freezer and have as a tasty ice cube, and also put into your e-wallet and completely cripple your family's finances if the market goes through the toilet. Yeah, I was just waiting until you were done with that drink, to be honest. You took a little longer than I was expecting.
I didn't want to open it too fast.
Had to vamp.
I didn't want to hear the pop.
Okay, the pop. And that's the freshness of cryptocurrency. Okay, so we've seen one. Okay, I've seen one thing this week. Have you seen anything this week?
No, I found that I did game night last week.
Yeah, true. So we've been very busy. To be fair, we've got a lot going on at the moment, so we are busy.
The Dinosaur Man HQ house move.
Yeah, is Dinosaur Man HQ may well. This may well be the last one we've ever. Hey, apparently Bumble Activity is speaking in my area. Just a little snapshot of my sad life. Bumble Activity is up 15%.
The only people who message you these days is Bumble.
Yeah. Bumble with their initiatives about International Women's Day, which is a great initiative. But the thing is, they're like, oh, well, we'll give 5% of every... we'll give 5 pence to every from every message that you've received today to a charity that helps women. Just like, yeah, but no one messages me on Bumble apart from you, you losers.
Any single ladies out there?
This may well be the last Dinosaur Man Nerdcast from this location. Probably not, though, let's be honest, because we need to sort out internet for the new place.
Maybe new acoustics next time you listen.
Maybe new equipment? Not that. No. Definitely not that.
Maybe
still
a
this.
New co-host?
Fingers crossed. I don't make the week. So I saw A Quiet Place, and I know what you're thinking, guys. You're thinking, oh no, a Platinum Dunes horror film. Ugh, how many more of these can we stomach? Hey, guys, don't worry. This one's actually good. So A Quiet Place, directed by John Krasinski, screenplay that was co-written by John Krasinski after initial writing by Brian Woods and Scott Beck. Focuses on a family living in the not-too-distant future. Yeah, I know the song that has the lyrics. Okay, good. So, the not-too-distant future in which you cannot make noises because there are creatures from another world, or otherworldly creatures, if you will, mm-hmm. who are very audio-sensitive and hunt using sound and sound alone. It's a good film.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really like this film. It's a very solid effort in terms of sort of thriller, horror, sci-fi. You can't really place it in one of those camps. It's very... it is very suspenseful. Mm. And the thing I would definitely say is that it manages to keep you... It keeps you gripped for the entirety. And a lot of that's to do with the situation because... Emily Blunt plays the mother of this family, and for the majority of the film, she's heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
Which is obviously one of these things where you think, hang on, sound attracts these monsters and you have got a baby on the way. There are two things that I know about babies. One, they shit a lot. Two, they cry loudly. Mm-hmm. This can never end well. So... you've always got that in the back of your mind throughout the film. So the interesting thing is, you're watching it and you're trying to work out, okay, so how are they going to survive this out? What are they going to have to do? But actually, it goes deeper than that. It isn't just a sort of suspenseful thriller. It's also a commentary on family and what you would do to protect your children and the lengths that you have to go to ensure your family's survival and safety.
Okay.
I think it's really, I think it's a really good effort, and John Krasinski's a very good director. Based on this evidence, I've not seen any of his previous films.
Has
I have
he done
to say. He's done previous films. This is his first horror film. So I would say that he's someone who I'd be really interested to see more from, particularly in this genre. But then again, if he's felt like this is just a script that speaks to him and he went out and made it as a result of that, then maybe I don't want him to just make a horror film for the sake of making a horror film. But, you know, it's refreshing to see someone approach this with an idea of, I know what I want to do with this, and I know what I want to say, and going out and making a film that actually is a really accomplished piece of work. I will say now, the performances across the board are very, very good, with particular reference to the kids, which, if my phone ever stops playing up, will be able to be told to you. It's Noah Jupe, who was in Suburbicon, who was the standout in Suburbicon. I know, not hard to stand out in Suburbicon, ha ha ha.
I've seen it, mate. Can't say anything about it.
It's rubbish, I'm telling you now.
Probably written by some trash men. Carry on.
And Millicent Simmons, who plays the daughter. Now, interestingly, Millicent Simmons is deaf herself, and the character in the film is deaf. So that adds a whole new dimension to the thing as well. But it's a fantastic performance from her, and she's going to go places, I think. I think she's going to get some big work from this. I think Noah Jupe will also go on to do more stuff. So,
Is there much dialogue in the film then? Because obviously from what I've seen from the trailers, it doesn't seem like there is.
No.
And I was interested to know, how does that play? Like, how does it fill that absence of dialogue?
Due to them having a deaf daughter in the film, the whole family speaks in American Sign Language. So you've got subtitles for the signed parts. So it sort of explains away why they know sign language already, which is quite good that they've kind of thought of that in advance. So the majority of the dialogue in the film is written on screen and signed rather than spoken. But there are moments where there is dialogue, but sort of, I would say that you're looking at sort of 3% of the movie is dialogue.
Yeah.
So it takes something to make, you know, I think I'm always more impressed by a suspenseful film if it does it with minimal dialogue. It is reminiscent of a couple of films, particularly It Comes at Night from last year, which I loved. In terms of the setup, it not quite the same in terms of sort of the noise stuff, but the feel of the film is very sort of that. I don't think it's as good of a film as that is, but I think it's still very admirable in terms of its own achievement. So I would recommend this film, and I think we're at a point now where we're coming into summer, I suppose. You know, we're gearing up towards that. And this is quite nice to have before those blockbusters hit, you know, just before all of the sort of the crash, boom, bangy stuff comes in. And, you know, there's some jump scares in here, but...
How scary is it?
I think you would enjoy it, but you would be suitably on edge. I don't necessarily think you'd be spooked or scared. You would be scared, but it's the fear of what might be coming.
Yeah.
Rather than... It doesn't rely on the jump scares, which is good. But what it also doesn't do is it doesn't overload you with scary, scary, scary moments all the time, all the time, all the time. But there is just the seemingly never-ending sort of sense of unease in the film.
Yeah.
So I think you would be fine with it. If you are not a horror veteran, then I would say that you're probably going to be affected more by it than I was.
Okay.
But I think it is very good.
Good stuff.
That was a really weird review at the end there. I think it is very good. Okay.
So you'd recommend it, yeah?
Yeah, it's an absolute recommend. And We'll try and see other things next week. And
yeah.
Come on, mate.
Well, hopefully things are going to get easier for us.
Busy time. Okay, well, that's all we have time for this week.
Yeah.
So, as always,
where
you
can people find us?
Find us on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, we're at DinosaurMan15. Everywhere else, we're the Dinosaur Man Nerdcast. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Buzzsprout. You can leave reviews, rate, comment, subscribe, tell your friends, and just generally get involved in that sense. Do you have anything you want to say, Andy?
No, Johnny Knees did the theme song.
This time it was the ChoQuest jingle, of course. Andy, thank you for hosting.
It has been...
Or Chodesting.
I've been here, I can tell you that much. I've been here.
You've been witness to this yeah. episode. I think this is the best episode ever. Legally obliged to say that whenever ChoQuest comes okay. for us. So okay. sorry, because last week was really good.
Thank you for turning up.
All right, thanks, mate. Bye, everyone. Have a great week. God loves you, and we are just ants. Die. Die.